Chances the state will hold a special election for comptroller in 2016 have improved now that the Illinois House Speaker has signaled his support. Lawmakers will be back in Springfield for special session tomorrow to vote on it. Speaker Michael Madigan's spokesman Steve Brown says Madigan will support giving voters a say instead of allowing an appointee to take over long term. Brown had previously only said that Madigan believed the future of the comptroller's office was a matter to be settled by the executive branch.
This is all precipitated by the sad passing of Comptroller Judy Bartopinka before sworn in for the term she won last November.
As it stands now, Illinois law permits a governor to make an appointment to fill vacancies in constitutional offices. That'll allow Governor-elect Bruce Rauner's pick for comptroller, businesswoman Leslie Munger, to hold the office for 4 years. But if the legislation introduced this week becomes law, Munger's appointment would only last 2 years. Then, in 2016, voters would weigh in on who should be comptroller. Brown says he's hopeful the measure will pass, then immediately go to Governor Pat Quinn for his signature. Quinn supports the plan. On Monday, he'll be replaced by Rauner, who has dismissed the concept of a special election. I'm Amanda Vinicky.